From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Two different characterizations of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's visit to North Korea. North Korea is saying the most recent discussions with Pompeo were regrettable and is accusing Washington of attempting to unilaterally force Pyongyang to scrap its nuclear weapons program. North Korea's official KCNA news agency described the talks as extremely troubling and cited an unnamed foreign ministry spokesman as saying the fastest way to achieve a nuclear-free Korean peninsula was through a phased bilateral approach. But Pompeo says that both President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have committed to the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
These are complicated issues. But we made progress on almost all of the central issues. Some places a great deal of progress, other places there's still more work to be done.
Pompeo's latest trip to North Korea comes amid reports of American intelligence assessments that Kim Jong-un is continuing to develop the infrastructure for his nuclear program. More than 15 people have been killed and more than two dozen others wounded in two assaults Saturday on the compound of Somalia's Interior and Security Ministries. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy reports.
A suicide car bomb was detonated near the presidential palace in central Mogadishu. Moments later, a second blast outside a police station. Gunmen then stormed this government building, home to the Security and Interior Ministries. The Al-Shabaab Islamist group claimed responsibility for the attacks. The Eastern African state has been gripped by violence and lawlessness since the early 90s.
That's Michelle Hennessy of Reuters reporting. This is VOA News. The head of the rescue mission for 12 Thai boys and their soccer coach says conditions are perfect to free the young men from a flooded cave where they are trapped. However, rescuers are racing against monsoon rains that have moved in. Narongsak Odosanakorn, chief of the rescue mission, told reporters Saturday weather conditions and the boys' physical health are good enough to try the complicated exit through the cave's narrow flooded passages. His comments were in sharp contrast to a pronouncement he made on Friday when he said the boys were not ready for such an arduous task. Rain has begun to fall again at the cave complex and threatens to flood areas that had previously been emptied. The boys and their coach have been trapped underground since June 23rd with limited food and water. Heavy rains struck Japan on Saturday with a death toll of 47 people killed and 49 people killed and 47 missing in southwestern Japan because of mudslides. Japan's public broadcaster NHK also reported more than 1.5 million people were forced to flee their homes. Japan's Fire and Disaster Management Agency said an additional 3.1 million residents were advised to evacuate. As heavy downpours pounded western and central Japan, the Japan Meteorological Agency issued warnings of historic rains, landslides, and rising rivers for parts of the main island of Honshu. The death toll from a boat accident off the southern Thai resort island of Phuket has risen to 41 as the search continues for 15 people who are still missing. Rescuers in Thailand relaunched the search Saturday for the missing tourists, most of them Chinese, following the sinking of their boat in a storm. Divers described heartbreaking scenes from the wreck of bodies of children found in the arms of their mothers. Dan Ivelsizer is one of those divers.
I don't know. It's never comfortable seeing bodies being brought up, but they did look like mannequins, just motionless. And I saw the bodies as we were coming up, while we were going down. They were passing some of the bodies up. They still had life jackets on.
The boat was carrying 105 people, including 93 tourists, 11 crew, and a tour guide when it capsized after being hit by 5-meter waves Thursday off Thailand's southern coast. NATO says a U.S. soldier has been killed and two others wounded in what it called an apparent insider attack in southern Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman claimed in a statement the fatal attack occurred at an air base in Tarinkot, the capital of southern Uruzgan province. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.